Now, news from the valuable lost musical instruments department. Item: on Monday, violinist Philippe Quint left his $4 million Stradivarius in a minicab in New York City. The driver returned it. Item: in early April, a violinist with the Toronto Symphony, Jim Wallenberg, left his considerably less expensive but no less prized fiddle at a streetcar stop. His wife was in the hospital expecting twins at the time. That violin was also returned. Every year or so, someone leaves a Guarneri or a Stradivarius in a taxicab trunk or on the luggage rack of a passenger train. You may recall that Yo-Yo Ma, in 1999, managed to forget his cello in a taxi. It happens often, and now it's true that concert musicians are the rare people who schlep around a multi-million-dollar piece of equipment. Lots of people misplace their laptops, sometimes with state secrets on the hard drive. But that fiddle is the musician's partner and livelihood, and we wondered, what's up with musicians who lose their instruments? So we have called David Sternbach, a psychotherapist and director of the Center for Arts and Wellness at George Mason University. Why do musicians so often lose their instruments?
I think sometimes it is absent-mindedness. Sometimes it's hyper-focus. The level of challenge it requires to perform that we expect of professionals is very demanding. And simply organizing one's entire soul to put across a great performance may leave things out. And sometimes it really is just plain fear. It's a way of helping me maybe not have to do this event, and that would be out of a consciousness. I don't think someone would leave a Strad in a car really wishing that he would lose it. But he might not want to put himself once again through that terrible pressure and live up to the last time they performed.
So you're saying, and we understand you're a psychotherapist, that there might be some subconscious ambivalence toward that instrument.
It could well be. Well, we have it all life long.
Yes.
Pablo Casals said once in a memoir that he was in San Francisco at the earthquake of 2004.
The great cellist we're talking about.
A boulder came down the mountain and crushed my left hand. He said, "Thank God, I'll never have to play the cello again." And he said, "I have wondered the rest of my life about that response."
In addition to being a psychotherapist, you've also played the French horn professionally.
Yes, I have.
Ever lose that French horn?
Yep.
You did.
When I was at the Washington Opera during my clinical training, my wife and I went out loaded with potluck food for a wonderful party in the afternoon. When I got to the opera house, it turned out my horn wasn't there. We broke many speed laws, and the horn was waiting for me inside the door of the house. It never got included for the potluck or the opera. We got back down. I was drenched in sweat and shaking, and at the first break, I told the other horn player how lucky I was. And he said, "Oh, I had a horn in the locker. I have an extra always." And I suppose I had to be restrained from wanting to strangle him.
It's easier to imagine forgetting about or misplacing an instrument the size of even a viola than, say, Yo-Yo Ma's cello. I mean, it's hard to forget a cello. That would be like forgetting a child in terms of mere size.
That would be a record,
yeah.
But I can understand it. He was perhaps hyper-focused on the music, thinking about what he wanted to accomplish on that stage, thinking about his colleagues, and jumps out and goes about his business and remembers. But he's got the record, I think, for that. I've never heard of anything that big.
No, we know of no harpist on record.
Or double bass player.
Misplaced the double bass or the harp. Well, David Sternbach, thanks a lot for talking.
My pleasure.
That's David Sternbach, director of the Center for Arts and Wellness at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.